I say this every week, but it's one of my favorite times of the week when we welcome bookstores from our family of independents who dispense terrific advice on books to pick up and enjoy. This morning, our friends from the Chatham Bookstore join us to present a wonderful list of books for these last days of spring, first days of summer. We get into the summer season over the weekend.
We're trying.
That's right. We still have our jackets on, but we're trying. We welcome Thomas Chulak and Kara Polito to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being here. Always good to see you both.
It's good to be here. Thanks so much.
Kara's a newbie.
Yes.
New to Chatham Bookstore, not new to bookselling.
No,
but
congratulations.
Thank
and new to the
you.
Program. Never
yes.
been on the show before, so very nice to have you with us.
Yeah.
Thomas, where would you like to begin?
Well, I'd like to begin with the book Our Towns, A Thousand-Mile Journey into the Heart of America, by James Fallows, who writes for The Atlantic, and his wife, Deborah Fallows. And this book is a great book, I mean, from my point of view, because I was the president of the Chatham Area Business and Arts Alliance for 4 years. This book was right to my heart, because Chatham is in the midst of being reinvented as a community. And this book is about towns throughout the United States that are reinventing themselves. Over a 5-year period, the Fallows traveled with a small plane to all these towns, meeting with its leaders and chronicling what was happening in this local level. And the America that the Fallows discovered is not one that we see at the national level now, which is so exciting. They found vibrant, exciting, creative interchanges between people of different political persuasions to make things happen for their community. And the authors believe that at times of dysfunction on the national level, reform possibilities often arise from the local level. So 30 places they traveled to as part of their looking for their creative wave. They went from Eastport, Maine to Greenville, South Carolina, from Duluth, Minnesota to Dodge City, Kansas, from Riverside, California to Bend, Oregon, and in between. And the stories that they told are just fascinating. So what were some of the surprises for me in this book? One, if you want to get something done at the local level, don't talk about national politics.
All right.
All right. Isn't that great? Secondly, if you want to grow and reinvent your community, be open to immigrants. That was amazing, and I was so excited to hear about that. If you've got a story, end it with a positive chapter of where you're headed. And finally, make sure that you have a craft brewery somewhere in your neighborhood in the midst of a vibrant downtown. If you got a craft brewery, you got a chance for reinvention.
Amen.
A wonderful read for those who want to understand the creative wave of the local towns and small cities of America that will transform the future of this country.
Very cool. The name of the book is Our Towns, A 100,000-Mile Journey into the Heart of America by James and Deborah Fallows. It's published by Pantheon. All right, next up.
The next one is a book called The Spirit Photographer. Now, this book, we celebrated this book at the bookstore a couple weeks ago. It's by John Michael Varese. This is his first published novel, and I was so excited after reading it, I decided that I wanted to invite others to read it as well. I don't often do that with all the books we celebrate in our bookstore, but this one deserves to be celebrated to a wider audience. This is an historical novel that is set mostly after the Civil War and after the fall of Reconstruction. The grief and the mourning for the war dead is everywhere. Racism in the aftermath of the war is still pervasive. And what are the people yearning for? They're yearning for a way to connect to those who have died, those who are gone. Spiritualism is on the rise. People want to connect with the beyond. And along comes a photographer named Edward Moody, who creates a way to put an image of the deceased along with the image of the living. This is spirit photography. One day, the leading abolitionist senator from Massachusetts and wife come to have their picture taken after their son has died, and instead of their son showing up on the photograph, a beautiful black woman named Isabel emerges, and the novel unfolds. As many of the characters interact with the ghost of Isabel, this is a mystery about spiritualism, racism, and infatuation, set in Boston and New Orleans in about the year 1870. It is really well written. It's a great first novel. It's a great read.
The Spirit Photographer, it's published by Overlook Press. All right. Next up.
Well, the next one for me is a new young adult book by Allison McGee. This is her latest book that came out this week. I think this book is important not just for the reader of the book, but for the seller of the book and the potential gift giver of the book. It packs a punch both in its themes and in its simplicity. Allison has a way of writing the most complicated of feelings in the simplest of terms. The book has 100 chapters, which sounds like a lot, but each chapter has only 100 words. So each chapter is only a page long. And that's one of the main reasons What I Leave Behind fills the biggest void in any bookstore, which is the elusive gift for the teenage boy. We're always looking for a good gift book for a teenage boy. What can we put in the hands of the teenager that comes in? Or what can we put in the hands of the grandmother who wants a book for a 15-year-old boy, a 16-year-old boy? And this book is that one. The story follows Will as he lives his completely commonplace life, but as we get to know him through his routines and interactions with others, we learn that he's dealing with some serious issues that many teens at least empathize with, if not completely relate to. I'm really excited to put this in the hands of anyone looking for a good book for a teenager.
And the name of the book is What I Leave Behind. All right.
The next one I've got here is the new book of essays by Michael Chabon, which a lot of people already know Michael Chabon, and his books and his novels and his essays are wonderfully inviting books to read. This one is called Pops, Fatherhood in Pieces, and I've never read such a perfect book to give a father of any age or stage of life. In this collection of essays, Chabon writes on fatherhood without making it all shiny and perfect. He reflects on his failures and he celebrates his successes, and you really feel like you're reflecting on everything you've done as a parent as you read it. I laughed out loud more than once while I was reading this book. And once you read it, you will know exactly where I laughed out loud, because I'm sure you'll do the same. The essays in this collection are perfectly sized to fill any time or attention span of any style of reader. They can be read straight through, which is what I did because I enjoyed it so thoroughly, or take in a chapter here and a chapter there. And this book will make every kind of father think fondly on all of his ups and downs of fatherhood.
One of my favorites. It's Pops, Fatherhood in Pieces by Michael Chabon. It's published by HarperCollins. All right.
So I have a couple of more books that I want to share. This one is called The Ashokan Way, Landscapes, Path into Consciousness by Gail Straub. Now, this was recommended to me by a friend who lives in New Hampshire who knows Gail Straub and said, when this book comes out, pay attention to it. So that's what I did. And so this is a series of essays by Gail Straub written over the course of a year. It started on Thanksgiving Day and then going through each of the seasons. It's grounded in walks around the Ashokan Reservoir, which is located in the southeast corner of the Catskills National Park. Now, I've only been there once, but what a beautiful setting. Even though as I began to look at the history of the Ashokan Reservoir, I realized that about 100 years ago, to create that reservoir meant to basically flood over many communities and people and farmers that were on the land that now is the Ashokan Reservoir. Gail Straub, the author, has been walking for an hour most days for 36 years around the reservoir. Listen to the words from the introduction to the book. I have come to call this daily walk the Ashokan Way, not only because it is a literal walkway, but because this practice has shaped my way of life. I would not be who I am without this body of water and this mountain range. My interior landscape is now so intertwined with this outer landscape that it is impossible to know where one begins and the other ends. My devotion to the Ashokan Way has opened gateways to mysterious worlds along with portals into self-understanding and restoration. And yet the more intimate I am with these mountains and this water, these forests and creatures, the more I recognize I will never fully know them. And then, so to bring it, and then she has lots of essays through each season reflecting on what was coming up inside of her. And this is from the last essay. After reflecting through a whole seasons of the year, she writes, "It is Thanksgiving Day, and this watcher's journal comes to an end 1 year after it began. It takes time to form intimate bonds with a place, for landscape to become a confidant, or what naturalists call a local patch. I have loved my local patch here along the Ashokan Way, not as a scientist or an environmentalist, but as an ordinary person searching to make sense of modern life and to literally find my place in the world. Without a sense of place, it would be a daunting task to locate myself on this earth. So for those who want to experience landscapes, paths into consciousness, this book is for you."
The Ashokan Way, Landscapes, Path into Consciousness by Gail Straub. All right, finally.
And finally, I want to celebrate one of the most recognizable figures and writers connected with the Chatham area, and namely that's Al Roker, the co-host of NBC's Today Show. He and his wife, Deborah Roberts, have a weekend house in Columbia County, and so I want to celebrate his new book that comes out today.
All right.
This is his first day open to be bought, and it's entitled The Ruthless Tide, The Heroes and Villains of the Johnstown Flood, America's Astonishing Gilded Age Disaster. Al will celebrate this new book at the bookstore on Saturday, June 9th at 5 o'clock. This is a book that is very hard to put down. It's a gripping narrative history of 1889 Johnstown, Pennsylvania flood, the deadliest flood in U.S. history. I did not know much about this flood before reading the book. I always thought that the Johnstown flood was about a heavy rainfall that caused a flood that destroyed Johnstown and killed many people. But this riveting book tells the story of Pittsburgh wealthy citizens who dammed a river above Johnstown so they could have a lake for recreation. The construction of the dam was questionable, and when a huge storm came in May of 1889, not only was there flooding from the storm, but the dam broke, and 20 million tons of water rushed down the mountain, gathering speed as it flowed, wiping out towns before reaching Johnstown 14 miles downstream. The Great Flood, as it was called, killed more than 2,200 people. The stories of the Gilded Age comes alive along with the people and towns in the path of the flood. And after the flood, the story continues with the responses to this tragedy, including an amazing story about Clara Barton and the American Red Cross. It also places this flood and its aftermath in the context of American history in the late 19th century, with the gap between the robber barons and the workers, and shows us how this event altered our society. Ruthless Tide is a great read. for those who love a great story and want to understand a significant event in U.S. history, read this book.
Al Roker. The new book is Ruthless Tide, The Heroes and Villains of the Johnstown Flood, America's Astonishing Gilded Age Disaster by Al Roker, published by William Morrow, and the event is June 9th.
June 9th at 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock. You can find out all about that event by going to the website. It is chathambookstore.com. Chathambookstore.com, you can find that list on their site. You can see it on our site as well, wamc.org/roundtable. Thomas and Kara, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming back.
Thanks.
Always good. Thank you.
Really great to be here.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.